It's Wednesday here on Current State, which means it's time for our weekly Neighbors in Action segment. Neighborhoods in Action might be a better title for today, though. Several communities on the west side of Lansing are joining forces to create a public art and trail project. Here to tell us more, Karen Coyle, a board member for the West Side Neighborhood Association and president of the Old Oakland Neighborhood Association. Also, Joe Duras is president of the Old Oakland Neighborhood Association and Saginaw Oakland Commercial Association. Karen, Joe, welcome to Current State.
Thanks, Mark.
And Joe, in your case, welcome back.
Thanks.
You're calling this the Point West Art and Trail Project. It's planned for the area where Saginaw and Oakland converge. Why,
that's right.
Why there?
Well, it's actually the western edge of the city right there. So there's this nice piece of land that MDOT has that is basically just grass right now. And as you either coming into the city, if you come up underneath the railroad bridge where the old Verlinden plant used to be, it just kind of sits there empty. And the way that you know that you're in the city is a very small green sign just on the other side of the railroad bridge that says, "Welcome to Lansing." It kind of sits off to the side of the road. And I think that the reason we picked that place is because it is very visible and it represents the neighborhoods that are right there in the area.
So it's an all-natural area, Karen.
Yes.
Tell us more about what it's going to look like. How big of an area are we talking about?
We're talking about creating a trail that's about a mile around, and it's going to meander through both parks, kind of around the trees and not a straight thing. So you get to see lots of things, including the native perennials that we're going to plant and the wetland that is there.
So people take in the art while they're walking the trail. How will the artists be chosen?
We're going to put out a request for proposals shortly after the first of the year. And we're going to take those in and then figure out how to have the neighborhoods vote on which one they like the best. We're looking for something that kind of embodies the history of the area, plus the future as we look forward.
What do you think this will add to the community, Joe?
A sense of place, Mark. I think that's the most important thing.
We talk about placemaking all the time.
Yeah,
you're trying to accomplish that.
So, I mean, I think that one of the big things for the art is that, you know, if you ask people or people ask you where you're from and you say, "Oh, I live in the west side of Lansing," one of the kind of common responses is, "Oh, over by the Lansing Mall." And I think that the folks that live in the neighborhoods have a lot of pride and they have a lot of, I think they place a lot of importance on being city dwellers living in the city. And so I think that by having this kind of gateway art project that shows you that you're in Lansing, that represents the neighborhoods, I think it really will provide a sense of place. And then to connect that to the local parks and to connect the West Side neighborhood to the Old Oakland neighborhood with a pair of crosswalks across Oakland and Saginaw will really kind of create that whole West Side feel in Lansing.
Do you have how much budget do you have to work with here? That's always relevant.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we've been doing some fundraising. We've gone after a few different grants. So we currently have a Love Your Block grant from the City of Lansing.
What?
A Love Your Block.
Love grant. Your Block.
Yeah,
yes,
Love Your
yes.
Block grant. And then we have another grant from the Power of We. So that will help us to kind of get started and do a lot of the design. We're currently running a crowdfunding campaign on Patronicity, which if we get to our goal by the 30th of December, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation will match us one-to-one on that money. So we have the potential to raise another $26,000 from that Patronicity campaign. So I would encourage everybody, if they could, to go to patronicity.com/pointwest and contribute as much as they can. It's tax deductible.
How much would you like to raise at a minimum?
So what we're looking for is to raise about $50,000. With that $50,000, we've talked a lot with the City of Lansing and with the Parks and Recreation Department and with the Park Board. And what we're hoping is with that $50,000, we can then leverage city millage funds that are set aside for improvements in parks so that they can then help assist us with the trail.
We're talking with Joe Duras, president of the Old Oakland Neighborhood Association. Also, Karen Coyle joins us. Karen's the treasurer for the West Side Neighborhood Association. We're talking about proposed plans to build a public art installation and trail on Lansing's west side. Karen, you haven't lived in the West Side neighborhood that long, but you're treasurer now for the Neighborhood Association. You're one of the people leading this project. What was it about the community that inspired you to just jump into something like this, since you haven't been there that long?
Yeah, apparently I don't have a great power for saying no. And
The power of no.
The power of no, yes. I moved into the neighborhood just a year ago, actually, and probably 2 weeks later, one of the current board members approached me and said, you should think about this. So I got involved on the board, and then our treasurer had to leave the board. And I said, oh, heck, I'll give it a try. And this project actually sounded so exciting, and I've worked with Joe on a few other things, and I just thought it was a very important thing for the neighborhood. I'm planning to live in that neighborhood for the next 50 to 75 years.
Okay.
I would really love to have a park.
Joe, tell us more about how the community can participate and weigh in on what they want to see for the space.
Absolutely. So we have a webpage through the Saginaw Oakland Commercial Association that describes the project. We also have a Facebook page for the Saginaw Oakland Commercial Association, which is SOCA. And then in addition, we have a Facebook page just designed for the project. So it gives all the details. It provides the renderings, provides an overview of the project. It also is where we're communicating with folks about meetings, where they can come and give their input. So it's a lot of social media interaction right now. And then we've hosted two public input meetings so far, and we plan to host a few more coming up in the new year.
What role are volunteers playing in this process, Karen? And what role might they play in the future?
We have a great number of plans for volunteers. We're going to do a groundbreaking ceremony in April, and we're looking to create one small space with a bench and some planting so that people can see what it's going to look like. But we're inviting some students from Sexton High School to come. We're just trying to figure out how to get them there because of budgetary issues. And the neighborhood, we're inviting everybody to come and help with cleaning up in the park and maybe doing some raking if we need to, but helping to break the ground and get things moving. We're also going to look for people to help maintain the park. Just keeping an eye on litter and things that are going on there that need to be addressed.
It's unmarked territory now. It's just natural space, or not?
No. So it's currently it's the West Side Park and Dunnaback Park. And in the West Side Park is actually where Lansing Community College plays their baseball games. There's a baseball field there. And it's directly across from that point, that piece of land that we were talking about, just to the north of that.
And the acreage is what?
The acreage on the park is, well, let me see. It's probably about a quarter of a mile on a side. So it's, I don't even know what the acreage of the park is.
Oh, okay.
It's a quarter of a mile down Stanley Street. Yep. So. And that's kind of where the mile long loop comes in. So what we're basically trying to do, Mark, is we're trying to utilize some of the space that's not being used right now. It's just empty grass, and we'll meander the trail around through some of those empty spaces in the park and plant wildflower plantings. As Karen mentioned, we're actually going after another small bit of money from a wildflower group that will help support native plantings that will help bees and butterflies and those sorts of things. Mm.
Tell us more about this plan to involve Sexton High School. Mm-hmm. This is the faculty, the student body?
All of the above.
What?
Okay. All of the above. Sexton is actually, I looked it up, and it is a magnet school for science. And I thought, well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm an educator by training and profession, so I always think about the schools and where they need to be involved in neighborhood things. We've been trying to stay very involved with the schools since the inception of the association, and we've, you know, that's ebbed and flowed over the years, so we were looking for another connection. I contacted the principal of Sexton, who then sent it to her department head, and he and I are conversing about how they can and will continue to be involved.
But you're already at an April groundbreaking, which will be here before you know it. How much of this will take shape in 2016, percentage-wise?
Right, we anticipate that probably about 60% of it will take place in 2016.
Yes.
We'll finish likely the following spring, summer,
right.
Early
summer.
But a
year from now, we should be pretty close to done.
Yeah.
This particular project aside, I'd like to ask both of you about the challenges your neighborhoods might be facing. Karen, what about the West Side neighborhood? If you could change one thing about your neighborhood that is an issue, what would you change?
Well, as with any urban space, you find numbers of young people who don't have things to do other than think about going through cars that aren't locked, entering doors
that
aren't locked.
Cars that don't belong to them.
That don't belong to them, yes, and checking out what's in there. So that's something that we are hoping to change, and we have a crime and safety committee working on that. There are neighborhood watches, I think, in both neighborhoods that are working on that. And actually having a park where they can go and do other things could help as well.
Joe, what about the Old Oakland neighborhood?
Well, I think from our neighborhood's point of view, there's two kind of big things, but they're really all both centered around connectivity. So I think that people really want access to more local services. And so that's part of what we're trying to do with SOCA is really encourage businesses to be in that space where the neighborhoods will have access to them so that you don't have to get in your car and go drive over into Lansing Township. Instead, you can stay right there and just walk across the street and go to a small grocery, a coffee shop, those sorts of things. Mm. And to that end, too, sidewalks come into play into this a lot. The parks, like I said, is a quarter mile down Stanley Street, and they don't actually have a sidewalk on the parks. And so this trail project will make kind of safe egress for kids who want to play in the parks.
Joe Duras is president of the Old Oakland Neighborhood Association and the Saginaw Oakland Commercial Association. Karen Coyle's a board member for the West Side Neighborhood Association and president of the Old Oakland Neighborhood Association. We've been talking about proposed plans to build a public art installation and trail on Lansing's west side. Thank you to both of you. Yeah. Happy holidays and best of luck in 2016 with
Happy
this
holidays.
Project.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. We're very excited.
And Current State is always looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured.